Praise the Lord. God is so good. I'm sorry, I'm moving some stuff up here. Bear with me for just a minute. You want to keep this up here? Well, good morning. So glad to see each and every one of you here in the house of God. It's so wonderful. Let's give God a hand clap of praise today. Amen. Amen. And so glad to have all of you that's joining us by Facebook this morning. We welcome you today, and we just are so honored to have each and every one of you join us today. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock at Oasis Christian Center. And God has got something just for you today, so be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn it over to Pastor.
One thing before we do neighbor looking time, if you're watching us on Facebook right now, we just would encourage you to leave comments. And when visitors come on there, greet the visitors on the Facebook Live. And, you know, just everything you're doing, just follow us and friend us. And we're just honored. And when you share our program, we're just honored.
Amen.
So thank
Amen.
You for that.
Yes.
It is now neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to praise God. Praise God. Now my neighbor's got a voice. I've got a voice. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
I declare I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same
again
in
Jesus'
name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge, revealed knowledge. We expect and we believe that we receive revealed knowledge from your word this day. And it just drops down in our spirit. Holy Spirit, help me to preach this message this day. Help me to teach this message this day. Help Pastor Sharon and I to say exactly what we should say and leave off anything that we need to leave off. Help us to flow with you, Holy Spirit. Illuminate the eyes of our understanding while we're teaching. And Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that your people will have a hungry heart this day and they receive everything that you've got for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And this is in the King James Version. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Now, I'm going to give you another scripture. Matthew 10 and 39. This is also in King James. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, I saw something on Facebook this week, and it was from Our Daily Bread, and it really stuck out in my mind. It says, God, I want my life to be about you and not myself. Teach me and change me. Now, I'm going to give you an example of myself many years ago. This was about 40 years ago. I was 19 or 20 years old, and I was in a church, and they asked me to become a board member. And I was really too young to be a board member at that time. And, you know, a lot of times when you do things and it's the wrong timing, it'll go to your head. And that's what it did in my case. It was just the wrong timing for something like that. And I thought, wow, I have a title, board member. I'm a big shot. That's what I thought. Boy, I'm it. I was impressed with myself and I was proud of that title. A little too proud. Later, our church merged. This was just a couple of months later. Our church merged with another church. And they had a certain number of seats on the board, and they, you know, split them up or whatever. And they had one too many board member seats. Guess whose seat that was eliminated? Yeah, y'all got it right the first time. It was mine. Now, that really bothered me, but God was in it. God wanted me to see that title wasn't important. And that it wasn't important to him, but it was really too important to me. So for a little while, because I got hurt and offended, I quit everything. I stopped doing anything. Now, the best way I can think of to tell you as a Christian, if you would like to make yourself miserable, that would be to quit doing anything that God has called you to do or He's asked you to do. Just quit it. If you quit it for a while, you will be so miserable, you will miss it big time. I promise you, I'm speaking from experience, a lot of it. Later, a little while later, after I suffered through a few weeks of being totally miserable, I humbled myself and started helping out again where I was needed. See, it hurt me because of my pride. I was doing this, being a board member, for the wrong reason. It was all about me. See, it can't be about us. It's got to be about the Lord. So, strap yourselves into the bus. The bus is leaving the station. We're going to go around some curves. We're going to go up some hills. And we're going to go fast at times. We're going to go slow at times. Please do not get slung out of the bus today. See, there are some deacons and trustees and ministers and CEOs and supervisors that are way too impressed with their titles. And that shows it's not about him. It's about them. Now, let me read you something in Romans 12 and 3. This is in the Passion Translation. God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride. I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Wow, that is so good. The Complete Jewish Bible, same scripture, Romans 12 and 3, for I am telling every single one of you not to have exaggerated ideas about your own importance. Now, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 again, but this is in the J.B. Phillips New Testament translation. Whatever you do, eating or drinking or anything else, everything should be done to bring glory to God. Everything. Now, it's not about us, it's about the Lord. Now, the question I ask all of us is, your life, is it about you or is it about the Lord? The main thing in our life, is it the Lord or is the main focus in our life all about us? Now, let's be honest with ourselves. All of us, every one of us, we're all in this same boat together, but all of us have pockets of selfishness. All of us have parts of our lives where it's all about us and not about the Lord. And we need the Holy Spirit to change us into the image of Christ in those parts of our lives. Now, I'll give you another example. A few years ago, I went to a funeral of a very good Christian man that I knew. I personally believe that funerals should be about the Lord and things about the person, honoring the person, the things that they've done in their life and how they've served the Lord, and just, you know, they're different things that a lot of people go to funerals and don't know the person. And in this case, I admired him from a distance and I'd seen him for years, but I didn't know a lot about his personal background, and I was looking to hear some of that at the funeral. But the minister that performed the funeral, it was all about him. The person who the funeral was about, my friend, his name was mentioned a couple of times. It was just mentioned because it was in the written obituary. Nothing was said about him. This minister took this time to make this group of people his congregation for that day, and he preached just his regular message, but it was all revolving around himself. I went away from that funeral very frustrated, and I was frustrated over the fact that it was about him and not about the Lord or about the man that passed away. Now, please don't hold on very tightly in the bus. The bus is fixing to go around some curves and some steep hills right now. We should come to church not to impress others or to please our family. Your motive for coming to church has to be to honor God, to please God, to show your love for God. Now, we're going to dig down deep. Maybe you're a singer and you sing in the body of Christ somewhere, anywhere. Well, you have this wonderful voice, and you can hit the high notes, and you can hit the low notes. You're so gifted. But is it about you, or is it about the Lord? Are you singing so that people will see and notice you, or are you doing it to worship the Lord? Maybe you're a musician and you're practicing and you're faithful and you're gifted and you're doing it to be noticed, to be seen, to be the center of attention. It's all about you, how good you play, how gifted you are. But you're not doing it, playing that instrument for God's glory. It's just about you and your glory. You will get no reward. It's got to be about God. Everything in our lives has got to be about God's glory. I know this is not a shout-me-down type message, but you know what? This is all of us. This is for every one of us. This causes growth in us because there are pockets in all of us that this is part of us, and we have this self-centeredness, and God's trying to say, I need to transform you into the image of Christ, and the way I do that is through my Word, looking at my Word, looking at the mirror of my Word, and showing all of us where I'm not in that image there. I need to do something. I need to change in this area to get myself into the image of Christ. Colossians 3, 23 and 24, in this Common English Bible. Whatever you do, do it from your heart to the Lord and not for people. You know that you will receive an inheritance as a reward. You serve the Lord Christ. Represent Christ wherever you go and whatever you do. Sharp curve ahead, hold on to the bus. Colossians 3:17 in the New Living Translation. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. The clothes you wear, the way you dress, are you dressing to draw attention to yourself? The way you dress, is it about you, or is it to be noticed, or is it about the Lord? Is it to be pleasing to the Lord, to glorify Him? The way you talk, is it pleasing to the Lord? Now, I think it was Amy Miller. I could be wrong if it was her. But I think she posted something on Facebook. And it sounds so odd for me even talking about Facebook because we were so against it for so long until the Lord said, I want you to be for it. So you have to change. And we changed. But she posted something on Facebook, and if I remember correctly, and it said, this is the expression on your pastor's face the moment he sees his congregation, his sheep's post, some of his sheep's post on Facebook. I thought that was very good. Colossians 3 and 17 in the Passion Translation. Let every activity of your lives and every word, I love this. This is such a good nugget. I've never seen this one before in the Passion. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't arrived to the place that my words are drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want my words drenched. That's out there. We can have it. But sometimes we're so low-minded. We're missing what God's got for us because it's all about us. Let me qualify this that I'm about to say. There's nothing wrong with driving the best car, wearing the best clothes, and having the best of everything. We believe for it. We expect it. We're looking for it. We use our faith for it. And that's a good thing. But do it for the right reason. Not to impress people, but to glorify God. See, for some people, it's too important. It's about their ego and not about the Lord. Yeah, I know. This is a shout-me-down message. I know this is very exciting. But you know what? The anointing is very strong in here, and you're making a strong drawing. And you know what? This is good for us. I know it's not the typically way the Lord uses me, but I know this is the Lord, and I know this is the message for this day. Okay, I'm going to say this. This is a mic drop moment. Some churches, it's not about the Lord. That's all I'll say. Some churches, it's not about the Lord. Some people in their giving, it's all about being noticed by men. It's not about the Lord. Let me give you some scriptures on that. Matthew 6 in the New Living Translation says, watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and the streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. I really referenced that because I'd read some stuff about that particular scripture years ago. And what Jesus was referring to is about the scribes and the Pharisees, how they chose to give their alms in the streets a lot of times. And when they're going to give alms to the poor at that time, they would announce it with a trumpet. And the trumpet was supposed to be to call the poor and the needy to come to receive alms and receive what they need. But the scribes and the Pharisees, hypocrites, were blowing the trumpet, and the purpose of it really, the inward motive really, was to sound that trumpet for people to notice their giving to the poor, to draw attention to themselves. They were doing a good thing, a very good thing, but they did it with the wrong motive. So we can do good things, but we can have wrong motives. You could give a huge amount of money to the church. Wait a minute. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just get your heart right when you give it so you'll have a blessing. See? You could give a huge amount of money to the church. Let me say that. It just sounds so wonderful. But you could do it with the wrong motive, to be seen of men. It was a good thing, but you won't get a reward for it in heaven, because it's all about you. In Matthew 6, it tells us, pray in secret, give in secret, fast in secret. Your motive is not to be seen or noticed. You will be seen and you will be noticed. Not because you're trying to be noticed, but if you're faithful and you're committed, people are going to see that faithfulness and that commitment. And you're not doing it to be noticed, but it's going to be noticed. But your heart motive is not to be noticed. And that's what God will bless. He'll give you huge blessings for that, because you're doing it for His glory. Now I'm coming to a close. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. I'm going to tell you something that the Lord spoke to me years ago. Years ago, God spoke to me about Patty, our praise and worship leader. And He said these words, "She has a pure heart of worship." That's exactly what He told me. Now see, praise and worship was so wonderful this morning. It was so powerful. It was so anointed. The glory was here. I'm telling you. But see, Patty was worshiping God, and we just happened to be here. I can assure you the praise and worship here is so powerful here because of what her and the team do in private, not to be seen of men. One last scripture. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Pastor Sharon.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That was awesome, Pastor. God is so good, isn't He? He is here in this place today, isn't He? Amen. His Spirit, His presence is so obvious and powerful today. And God just wants to bless us, and He just being here today is a blessing. Amen. Just being able to come together in the church and worship Him together is such a blessing, and we don't take that for granted. We don't take it lightly. We're just very thankful for it. And continuing on with this shouting message, give the glory to God. Okay, in Luke 18, 19 through 14, says, "And He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank Thee that I am not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. So the way to be exalted or to get any recognition with God or the world is to humble yourself, is to be humble under the mighty hand of God. Now this Pharisee, he was all about himself, wasn't he? I mean, can you even imagine praying such a prayer to God? I mean, he's trying to tell God how wonderful he is, you know. His prayer, this Pharisee's prayer was all about him, you know, all about how good he was. You know, God, I'm so good. God, I'm so perfect. I'm so wonderful. I'm glad, God, that I'm better than everybody else. And, you know, God, I'm so glad I'm not like these pathetic sinners over here. You know, God, don't you see what all I do? I fast and I give my tithes twice a week, and of everything that I possess, I do it right, God. I do it right. So, you know, these things are good. So some of these things that he did, he fasted, he tithed, those are good things, and they should be done. But what was his problem? This Pharisee had an issue, didn't he? It was all about me, 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 me. Amen? It was all about him. He was so puffed up in pride, and we don't want to be there. Amen? He was exalting himself. We don't want to exalt ourselves. We want to exalt our God. Amen? Because he gets all the praise and all the glory for everything in our lives. Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, Jesus wasn't impressed with this Pharisee. All his accolades, all his puffing himself up, all that he did and all that he did not show God anything. It did not impress him one little bit. Now, the Pharisees' attitude was, I'm my own person. You know, I've got it all together. I do it all right. And then, this Pharisee, he perceived himself to be better than all the other people. And he wanted everybody to know how good he was. And he exalted himself at the expense of other people. He put other people down. He compared himself with other people. And he says, I'm so good and perfect, but look at these pitiful people. You know, they just don't, you know, they don't have it. They don't have it, God. I've got it. You know, exalting himself. And he put the focus on his accomplishments rather than putting the focus on the Lord. So we don't want to put the focus on us. We want to, and I don't see any of that going on in this church. We come in this place, and we've got God on our hearts. We've got God on our minds, and we come in here to worship him, amen, and to exalt the Lord. Matthew 23 and 5 says, and this is talking about, Jesus talking about the Pharisee, but all their works that they do to be seen is to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. So everything they did was for people to see. Look at me. Look how great I am. Look how wonderful I am. They were doing some things right, but they were doing them as a show, not as unto the Lord. Amen? So it says the publican stood afar off. The publican was not there for show. He had his heart ready, amen? He knew he wasn't right with God. He stood far off. He didn't want people to hear him pray. He wasn't there for show. But so he got away from the crowd. He got to himself. And it says that he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. He humbled himself. And he knew, you know, he was not right. He knew that he needed to get right with God. And so then it says that he smote his chest, or he smote his breast. And that was an expression of grief. It was an expression of sorrow, of remorse. And it was a symbol of repentance. So this, I'm sorry, I lost what my place was. But anyway, this publican, he was there to repent. He was there with remorse for the way that he had lived his life. He got God's attention. Amen. So that tells me that humility gets God's attention. And I would a lot rather have God's attention than I'd rather have men's attention. Amen? I know you would too. And it said he went home, this man went home justified. He went home righteous, right with God. Amen? So we want to humble ourselves before God. And, you know, God wasn't impressed with the Pharisees' accomplishments. He was not impressed with, and he's not impressed with what we accomplish. Because anything that we accomplish in life is a blessing from God. And God gets all the glory. Amen. And he's not impressed, God's not impressed with the position that we have in life. Because if we've got a position, God gave it to us. It was because of the goodness of God that we have that position. And so we give God all the glory for it. Praise God. And God's not impressed with our abilities or our talents or all these things. Because God is the one that has blessed us with it. And so all the praise and all the glory goes to God for those things. We cannot exalt ourselves in anything because it's all the goodness of God. Our humility is what gets God's attention. Now, humility is powerful, but pride is dangerous. James 4 and 6 in the Passion Translation says, "But he continues to pour out more and more grace upon us." I love God's grace, don't you? Yes. For it says, God resists you when you are proud. I don't want God resisting me. I don't want him pushing against me. Amen? Hallelujah. But it says, God resists the proud, but continually pours out grace when you are humble. I want God to continue pouring his grace out to me. It's by grace that we're here today, amen? It's by the grace of God that we are who we are, and we have what we have, we drive what we have, we live in the house that we live in, amen? We have the position. It's all because of the grace of God. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I need God's grace. And I need it more and more. I need it every day of my life. We need to position ourselves as Christians that we receive God's grace. Position yourself. And humility is what puts you in that position for more and more of God's grace. Amen. Give God the glory for everything in life. God won't share his glory with anyone. Amen? The blessings come when you're humble. The blessings come when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. When you give him all the praise, when you give him all the glory for everything. I'm going to share a couple of things with you this morning. Sounds a little bit way out, but I know I serve a way out God. Do you? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was this man that he was a very humble person. But, you know, he didn't go about telling people what he did. But he was always helping people, always doing something to help people. God loves it when we help the poor. Amen. And so he worked at this. He had a great job, nice pay, benefits and everything. And he would take the subway, and then he would walk from the subway to his house where he lived. But he would stop before he got on his way home, he would go and get hamburgers, bags of hamburgers. He would just buy bags and bags of hamburgers. And then this one area that he had to walk through when he got off the subway, he would hand hamburgers out to the people that were on the streets, living on the streets. And now, I said, we serve a mighty God, don't we? A way out God, a God that can do things that we can't do. Now, this man's doing all of this for years. He did this. He would hand these hamburgers out every day on his way home. And never told anybody what he did. That's a big secret right there. Never tell anybody what you do for God. Amen? So anyway, he said that one day he was coming home and he was handing out the hamburgers. And he said this one little old person come up to him and they're dressed all raggedy. They look all raggedy. And said that they started telling him what he should invest in the stock market. This is supposed to be a street person. And he's telling him what to invest in. And, you know, the Bible says that we entertain angels unaware. Amen. Unaware. And so he's listening. You know, this guy's got his attention and he's listening. And so he's, you know, he's said, okay, you know, thank you and whatever. And so he went on about his way going home. And he got to thinking about it. You know, sometimes our lightning fast mind does not realize what's going on at the time. But later on, he got to thinking about it. Now, that had to be, he thought, this had to be an angel. Who comes to you, a street person comes to you and tells you how to invest in the stock market? So he did. He invested in what this angel told him, what this street person told him. And he today is a millionaire. And then he had an experience with God. This man was close to God, I'm telling you. He did everything he did without announcing it to anybody, not telling anybody what he did. But there's reasons why God blessed this man. Amen. And so he had an experience with God one time, and God he had no musical talent whatsoever. Never had a lesson, nothing. But after this experience he had with God, he just knew that he could play instruments. So he got him a horn, one kind of horn. It's not coming to me right now what kind it was. But anyway, what's the kind that Phil Driscoll plays? I think maybe it was a trumpet. That doesn't act, probably not. Forgive me, Lord, I just don't remember what kind of instrument it is. But anyway, he got this horn, this instrument, and he could play professionally, beautifully, gorgeously. And then he went on and he realized he could play another instrument. And then another instrument, and then another instrument. And God had just put all these gifts on the inside of him because he was such a humble person, that doing so much for the Lord, that the Lord blessed him. The Lord will bless us with things, amen? But the thing that he did with this gift that God gave him, he was put on the praise and worship team. And here he is playing on the praise and worship team, and he had never had any kind of lessons or anything, and he's playing beautifully. But what he would do is he would buy instruments and give it to the children at the church. He would bless the children with these instruments. Amen. So, but he never boasted. He never boasted about what, you know, his giftings were. He never boasted about how he would give things to people, but he was constantly giving things to people. When God blesses us with something, we don't need to hold on to it for ourselves. We need to bless other people. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So when we humble ourselves, amen, every accomplishment that we have, God gets the glory for it. Use it for God's glory. Amen. Bless other people with it. Amen. Don't just be prideful about it. You know, look at what I have done. Look at my accomplishments. Look how beautiful I can play instruments. Look what I can do. No, God gets all the glory. Amen. If you've got a gift, give God the praise for it. Give Him all the glory. Promotion. God gets the glory for promotion. Amen. You get a raise on your job. God gets the glory for it. Amen. Everything that you do in life, God should get the glory for it. Because God is the one that has blessed. We wouldn't have breath today if it wasn't for God's goodness, would it? Amen. God gets the glory for all of us. Praise God. And I'm going to end there. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is good. Pastor, if you'll come up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the Word of God, don't you?
Amen. Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just pray for a minute.
Okay.
Father God, we just come to you today thanking you for your word. Thank you, Father God, that we can come together and worship you. And Father, we just ask you to help us to just have the humble heart, Lord God. To have a humble spirit, Father God. Let us ever be mindful to give you all the glory and all the praise for everything that is good in our life, Father God, for every accomplishment that we have made. From every place that you have taken us, Father God, it's you, Father. It's because of your goodness. It's because of your grace and your mercy, Father. And we give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know this God of grace today, we want to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into your heart today. So if you'll just bow your heads with me and pray after us. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
To you.
To you.
I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen.
Praise God.
As Ashley comes.
Praise God.